Desde abril, 4 de abril.
So I have a big surprise.
Wow.
It's fabulous.
Oh.
Ooh.
So
I love it. Oh, yeah.
Wow.
This will make Rameshwar very envious.
This is special.
Yeah.
Special. Only on.
Yeah, this.
Only
no, this,
on
this is on all volumes.
This is on all.
Oh.
That's fabulous.
How many chapters?
Up to chapter 9.
Oh, first canto.
Half of first canto.
Mm.
Yes, 20. How many copies are printed?
25,000.
Already on sales? No.
No, these are the first few.
Oh, okay.
There's a preface by a very famous professor.
Yeah.
He has spoken very, very highly in this.
Read, what does he say? Read.
The classical Hinduism, based on sacred scriptures, from which the 8 great Puranas, the 18 great Puranas, as a central place. These vast poems, they have a character, encyclopedic character, give teaching,
talking about the
theologic teaching. Ah, yes.
He's saying he
is giving all the knowledge of the Veda. And in the substance of the Purana, there is the face of the Indian populations. We are reciting them in the temples, and the preacher are giving commentaries in the assembly of devotees, which is called Sankirtan. This teaching, this teaching lead to the chant and dancing on the glories of the Lord Bhagavan. Amongst all these Puranas, the most famous is the Bhagavad Purana, called Srimad Bhagavatam, because his literary form is achieved the most beautiful, and also, and because it's the poem which is expressing the best the doctrine of the fact that Sri Krishna is the Supreme Person, Purushottam, the principle of everything, the absolute unique without second, Advaitam Brahman. Like in the Bhagavad Gita, Srimad Bhagavad Gita, the Lord reveals his majesty in plain. Much more than an avatar of Vishnu, he appears in our eyes like the unique God. Towards him, all devotion is due. The French people are honored to have, from the beginning of the 19th century, to have the first traduction of Bhagavad Purana. But from long time already, this work of the great Burnouf, that is a man who translated already the Srimad Bhagavatam in 19th century in French language. It's the reason why we have to thank very much the association, the Internal Society for Krishna Consciousness, to give us that very big text, one of the master book of the humanity. This book is very benefic, and with the tradition of the Sanskrit text there is a commentary, the magistral commentary, which is given verse after verse by the master Asi Bhaktivedanta Swami Prabhupada, founder of the association. As he did it with the Bhagavad Gita, which was published in French in 1975 with the preface of a professor Olivier Lacombe, Swami Prabhupada explained word by word each mantra, stance or sacred text before to give a signification. Then the reader can judge every pieces what is the meaning of the teaching of the master by confrontation with the text itself. And there is also an index and some notes which are giving the work much more easy for the reader, even the profane. This teaching took its root in the teaching of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, that prophet of Krishna is preaching in Bengal in Orissa in 16th century, is again appear deeper for the devotion to Bhagavan. Srila Prabhupada is descending in the disciplic succession, direct Vamsha, from Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and his first disciples, the famous Goswamis. It's a considerable advantage for the French public to have these volumes where there is a vitality manifested from one of these past Panta, which are the most followed by the fidel of the Hinduism. We hope that there is a large distribution of this traduction and commentary of the Bhagavad Purana. Anyone who's interested in the life of India can find the authentic teaching, spiritual teaching authorized, and can also have access to one of the most beautiful religious poems from the Hindu tradition. This is it. It's wonderful.
Yeah, nice.
Who is this man?
Jean Varenne.
You met him several years ago.
Yeah.
Oh,
it was
yes.
2 years ago.
2 years ago when you were in France.
Yes, I met him.
He took all your books.
Yeah. So he likes our...
Oh, yes. We are very respected in the country.
That's nice. We must keep our position.
Big Bhagavad Gita, we have distributed 50,000.
Oh. This is Bhagavad Gita.
This is Bhagavatam.
Bhagavatam.
And Big Bhagavad Gita, the big one, last year, you saw.
I can see.
We distributed 50,000.
Already distributed?
Yeah.
Oh.
And we printed that little Bhagavad Gita, remember?
Huh.
That we distributed 25,000.
Huh.
So 75,000 Bhagavad Gita. 1 year. And this is 25,000. Krishna book, first half, will be ready on August 8th. 25,000 also.
First half.
Would you like to see the design for the cover?
Yeah.
This is...
Oh.
This will be Krishna book, 650 pages.
Will also be coming out.
This is just the press proof. Needs improvement.
50,000.
25,000. The translators have been working day and night for the last 2 weeks to get everything ready. They are now in Italy. We are printing this book in Italy.
Oh, cheap.
It's very cheap.
Oh.
Very cheap. Including composition, the book cost $1.75. 64 color pictures. And Upadeshamrita, that is coming out in 1 week. 25,000 copies.
Which book selling now?
Which book are you selling?
Which book we're selling right now? Gita. And this will, we'll have the quantity of this in about 3 weeks. And then we'll begin selling Bhagavatam. And Ishopanishad, Easy Journey, Back to Godhead.
French language is understood practically all over Europe.
Oh, yes.
Especially France, Switzerland.
Yeah. Switzerland, Montreal.
Belgium.
Belgium.
They Luxembourg. Distribute all these things.
Huh?
Luxembourg and Belgium also, they are French speaking.
And Africa. Mm. Much countries in Africa are French speaking.
You can sell in Mauritius.
Yeah, I send books to Mauritius.
Yeah. Yeah. Everyone speaks French.
Yes.
Did you see the color printing inside? It's also very nice. They have done the same. This is last year in Paris.
Oh.
When you receive Bhagavad Gita.
Yes.
It's a nice picture.
Yes.
Everyone who sees it is says how friendly.
We have such a picture framed in the hall.
Right. This one is downstairs. George Harrison immediately pointed to it and said, "Oh, that's a wonderful picture."
Yes.
Yeah, this is most lovely picture. Bashrangale humble.
They are distributing these books for no less than $10
each.
$10 each?
$50.
$50, $10. This is Guarnitaya Numaeva.
Baltimore?
The farm.
Oh.
They are similar to the ones in Baltimore. I saw that.
Ah.
I saw that picture. One boy from Baltimore just came here. Shoot a David.
They have, we have done this like in English with the explanation.
Ah.
On this side.
C'est magnifique.
The colors come out nicely.
Yeah. They like pictures?
Oh, yes.
Mm. Yeah, the French are much different than the Germans.
This on the back, this explains the end pages here.
Oh.
So people can see the whole picture. And the explanation is given here.
Mm. Will that be in every canto?
Yeah.
Every book will
be in
every
page.
Nobody
has
this introduction. Oh, from the top.
This is another appreciation here.
Oh.
This is from a doctor in the University of Neuchâtel. It's in Switzerland, huh?
Yeah.
He's a Swiss doctor.
The Srimad Bhagavatam is most known under the name of Bhagavad Puran, The Sanskrit word Purana means
old work.
Ancient. Old work. It's a commentary on a Vedanta Sutra by Vyasadev, his author, from which we also learn about the Mahabharata. From a general way, but in particularity, the Srimad Bhagavatam, the Purana, is a true encyclopedia, containing all the
all aspects
of the spirit, life of spirit. We have to see that this great work is containing all the predictions, which are realizing in every detail. Then it's very important to point out that the Srimad Bhagavatam, under its poetic form, is a very actual by the subject which is treating about. The truth is one and universal, and the tradition of this work is always valuable. The Srimad Bhagavatam is an essential development of the Bhagavad Gita. It's talking about the questions metaphysical, philosophical, religious, psychologic, political, and social. The wonderful tradition of Swami Prabhupada is inspired from the same principles that the one who guided him in his translation of the Bhagavad Gita. Every Sanskrit verse is written in Latin characters, and there is a tradition and then a literary version. A commentary which is referring always from the Veda, Upanishad, and other texts is allowing the reader to make spiritual progress. The Srimad Bhagavatam is a precious work and will be revealed for a lot of people from the Western. And there is a very urgent need to spread this message throughout the world.
Ah.
It's a very good decision.
Doctor of Letters.
No. These European scholars are very appreciative of your books. These European scholars, they seem to be very, very much appreciative.
Every book comes with this bookmark.
Oh, bookmark. It is another step forward.
Oh, yes.
Presumably, I tell you, I thought no one had it.
The Sankirtan devotees, they are distributing always in dhoti.
Thank you.
Yeah, they go to off. They do not wear the karmi clothes, and they're having nice success. Also, they're going to the offices, and to the. They're walking everywhere, even the hospitals. They are going.
There's no obstacle.
No. They're very determined.
In France, the atmosphere is very nice.
So why your clothes are so dirty?
I just traveled with it.
But it's not messy, it is very nice. The people may not dislike it, but when it's not messy, this is very nice.
He is doing very nicely, Preeti Bhutra. He is having many preaching engagements.
Very, that is one. So when the whole lot will be delivered?
End of August.
End of August?
Yeah. 25,000. And same Krishna book also, 25,000.
Yes, it's covered in the world. Yeah.
In France especially, they'll appreciate
same
such
size.
1.8.
Yeah, same size. Same thickness, all the same as the Gita. It's a whole library of books in there.
You're doing a colour scheme on a different colour for each canto?
Like maybe not. Maybe keep the same.
Three parts or two?
Two parts.
So, Bhagavad Guru, nice prasadam.
Yes.
How are the devotees going to prasadam?
My prasadam is sitting here. I'm sorry to hear you are so sick. You are sick?
Yeah. Left foot has stopped. The cupcake is continuing. I'm practically no appetite. Palpitation of heart going up to the staircase. So how under this condition I can travel? It is
very difficult.
When you came back from India?
3 months ago.
From Vrindavan?
From Bombay.
No.
I was just in Bombay.
You have been like this for some time?
It has begun from New York.
Yeah, you had kidney trouble in New York, and then immediately after that, coughing, and when we came on the plane, it was the worst.
One doctor came, he gave me 3 bags of tablets.
He wanted to give you 5. He gave us 5 different prescriptions.
I did not take it. Another, what one I was taking, I have stopped that.
You do not put very much faith in these doctors.
Why did this lady say that?
Most of the medicine he gave was to dull your senses so much that you wouldn't feel any pain. Either make you sleep for 6 hours at a time or...
farm? Almost 200.
Oh, brilliant.
They are waiting for you.
Yeah, they must be waiting. So, farming is going?
Who?
Farming?
Farming, yes.
Oh, yes. Oh, yes. We've just harvested barley and oats. Big harvest. And, the farm is supplying beans, cauliflower right now.
Tomatoes and, are good too.
Tomatoes. They have planted 3,000 tomato plants. And all the farmers, they are asking how we have done.
And milk?
We have not bought many cows yet. We will.
No milk at all. No cows?
Oh yeah, we have 5 cows, 6 cows.
So you're getting milk?
Yeah.
They have got a large quantity of milk. You forget it.
Yes, oh yes, very good cows there. Huh? They bought the best cows, first-class cows.
Pennsylvania.
They have got tank. One port up this road.
Right, you mean that?
No, in Philadelphia, New Barcelona.
Oh, yeah, that's right.
First-class
cows. Yeah. Very well that is. And everyone is eating very nicely. Similarly, in New Bindava. What is I want this, that you have sufficient grain, sufficient milk, then where is your economic question? And from milk, by intelligence, you can get so many people. Luchi puri, halwa, rasgulla, sandesh, rabli.
There is one boy, one of our Sankirtan devotees, who previously was a farmer. His father has given him a farm in the north of France. So recently, he has given us his whole crop of hay for the cows. The value of that was $30,000. It's enough hay to supply 25 or 30 cows for 2 years. And on top of that, he's able to get a loan from the bank of $45,000 for 20 years at 4%.
To be repaid.
Yeah. But this is, he can use to purchase cows and build a barn.
Only 4%.
4%.
How can bank is giving such?
Because he's a farmer. They're helping.
Oh, special farmers. Concession for farmers.
Yeah.
To help
that
the farmers.
That means government encouragement.
Yes, yes.
Because no one wants to farm anymore these days. I heard that, especially in France.
Yeah, especially in France, all the land is.
We have also paid our loan to Los Angeles. 1 month ago, I paid $17,000. So
yeah,
everything is.
Huh?
Oh, I'm talking about it. Sorry, you can tell
that. No? Mm-hmm. I was holding it for him, but then he said he didn't need it right away, so I sent it to Los Angeles.
Mm. So we hadn't determined what building.
Well, yeah, that the building you should buy.
Yes,
yeah.
I'll have to get the money.
You have bought 20,000.
Yes.
And he has already paid 17,000.
Mm.
So I think you can collect 50,000 immediately.
Mm.
If you want, I can give you also 45,000.
Yes, that money in the Lloyd's bank account?
Yes.
Yes, we will give you better interest than the bank.
Not now, we are book selling nicely. I think I will start to give you.
Yes.
Krishna has arranged everything cautiously. And not extravagantly, go on, everything will be all right.
Mm.
There will be no standard. Javadatta prayajanam. Our parents taught us, mother, if there was a grain of rice on the ground and it is touched with feet, oh, just take it.
Mm.
We are told like that.
Nothing should be wasted.
Krishna has sent you his grain, you cannot waste it. This is Krishna. Leave that way, that Krishna is providing so much facilities for becoming Krishna conscious. And why should we deviate and spoil this life? Take the risk of again going into the cycle of birth and death. Common sense happens. We have got the greatest opportunity to solve this problem. have a reputation about Taktadi, Mahavedi. And only for little sense gratification we are going to sacrifice so great opportunity of life. This much education is wanting. The sadhu vanni jato atmano yam. I love this verse. Fifth canto.
Fifth
canto. Fifth chapter. The sadhu vanni jato atmano yam. Asannati klesa dayasadi ha. Nulam pravakta kurute vikarma jadindiya prita yapinoti. Very embarrassing this. Embarrassing this. Pramath. Simply for little sense gratification, they are prepared to take so much of this. Next time you may become cat, dog, or a small grass, or a tree, by law of teacher. Nunam pravatya. It is fifth canto.
We shall take.
Yeah.
Instruction to this.
Yashyan.
Nunam pravatya.
Nunu.
N-U-N-A-M.
Nunam pramatta kurute vikarma. Is that the right one?
Yes.
Yadindriya pritaya aprinoti nasadu manye yata atmano yang asanapi kleshara sadeha. When a person considers sense gratification the aim of life, he certainly becomes mad after materialistic living and engages in all kinds of sinful activity. He does not know that due to his past misdeeds, he has already received a body, which, although temporary, is the cause of his misery. Actually, the living entity should not have taken on a material body, but he has been awarded the material body for sense gratification. Therefore, I think that it is not befitting an intelligent man to involve himself again in the activities of sense gratification, by which he perpetually gets material bodies one after another. Begging, borrowing, and stealing to live for sense gratification is condemned in this verse because such consciousness leads one to a dark, hellish condition. The four sinful activities are illicit sex, meat-eating, intoxication, and gambling. These are the means by which one gets another material body that is full of miseries.
They do not know. When you can say they think that, why are these people talking? They are so dull. They cannot understand it. We are taking it immediately, accept that. So serious. And you, in the general public, you speak, God, launch this. Dull breath. By eating meat and intoxication, they have lost their own human brain tissues. Such a condition. Still, some professors receiving and giving some applause. Mm. And they did it. Otherwise, who will understand? The brain is so dull. Of the modern world.
This is called the vicious cycle. Because the brain is so dull, therefore they can't understand how to stop performing these activities. And because they don't stop performing these activities, therefore the brain remains dull. In this way, they've caught up.
Pramatta, that you can see, pramatta, man. Everyone, especially in Western country, so many bad men. The hippies, their whole set, man.
Yes.
Pramatta. Then, so-called businessmen, so-called scientists, so-called philosopher. Everyone is mad. And Kruthe Mikau. And all simple activities. Especially in the slaughterhouse. Hollywood. Everyone is taking share of these simple activities. Then fighting among themselves, this party, that party, Communist Party, Fascist Party, and then barking in the United Nations and so on, so on. All mad. At least we must know it. talking nonsense, they are all right. What is here?
We are seeing that more and more we are having to preach to younger and younger people.
Yeah, those are innocent.
Yeah. In the colleges even, it is very difficult.
Huh?
In the colleges now. Before, it was not so difficult. Now, it is becoming very difficult.
All spies.
Now many devotees are younger, 16, 17 years old. Not so spoiled.
Yeah. Therefore, Prahlad Maharaj said, Kauvarvah says, Prajna Dharman Bhagavan. From the very beginning. How that spoiling the opportunity and the whole educational system, social system, political system. Let us do our duty, what can we do? Is there any part?
Yes, I read part of it. I'll go on. In the Vedas it is said, Asango hya yam purushaha. The living entity is not really connected with this material world, but due to his tendency to enjoy the material senses, he is put into the material condition. One should perfect his life by associating with devotees. He should not become further implicated in the material body.
Therefore, Krishna goes, stop. And that implication. Tūnam pravatta kuruthe bhikkhu. What is the next verse?
Parabhavastavat abodha jata. Yavanna jidhyasitirāpotattam. Yavat kriyas tavaridam manovai karmatmakam yena sarira bandha.
So long one will remain a kormi, he'll get body. And what body, that is not guaranteed. That will be, depend on your karma. But he'll get a body. It is very important, again.
As long as one does not inquire about the spiritual values of life, one is defeated and subjected to miseries arising.
Everything, whatever is doing, the so-called nonsense advancement of simply defeat. Simply defeat. what is your advancement? You are completely under the control of the laws of material nature. What is your progress? Javanna jiggasitulamatmatattam. Only this hodgepodge, they are wasting so much time going to the Mars, spending so much money. But there is no inquiry. Atmatattam. What I have, what is my goal of life?
There is zero.
Zero. Apasatam atmatattam grihesu grihemayadina. Atmatattam, there is no.
They are thinking that they have become advanced because they have become atheists. They have let religion go. They say that religion was
a... But what we have again out of it? Let's go. That there is no water. Bring water and becoming atheist. Why do you see in there in water? Bring water. By scientific method.
And they should pass
by resolution. Looking for the sky. Whether there's any cloud.
Set up a drought committee.
They're done.
Yeah. In France, there was a big drought, terrible drought. Many animals dying. So the president of a country made a speech, and then all he could say in his speech was that people should try to use less water.
There was another caricature in India. There was some draft the same. So, there was some, what is called, representation. There is no water, you are suffering, this and this. Yes, we are taking step. But next week we will have television. Advancement. Television. Because there was no television in India. So this is advanced. Next week we'll have television. As if television will solve the problem. Whole Murhas and Eskans are very horrible. Chant Hare Krishna, there is no other.
Tamal Krishna once published an article on the Back to Godhead. The title was, You Cannot Eat Nuts and Bolts.
Yes.
That is very nice.
That is my word.
Yeah, I know that's your. We always take everything from you, and then we take the credit.
Nuts and bones, tattoo, gas, things. Very poor. Oh, this kill the animals. That's all. You'll get poor.
Mm.
And how long you've got the animal and the more animal die. Then what they will do? Animal, after all, they leave on grains and grass.
Mm.
But one set or two set or three set you can kill and eat. The next. Then you have to eat dry grass. The wrong situation. Duskritino. There is no water, they're flying to the Mars planet. What is the Mars planet news?
What is the latest news from the Mars planet?
Mars planet.
Do you know?
No, they're taking samples of the soil.
Yes.
Bringing back some Mars.
Same story.
In the moon, when they finished, After they concluded there was no life, they dropped a bomb.
Dropped a bomb?
Yeah, they made an explosion just to see what would happen.
You can drop many bombs in the Sahara Desert. Who cares?
What's
the reaction in Arizona? This Mars capsule has landed in Arizona.
Why bomb? Grapes are sour. To measure some kind.
Whatever they measure, whatever they are, useless. What they'll get by dropping a bomb.
Just another foolishness.
But nobody is questioning them, why you are wasting money in this way. You have already failure in the moon planet.
They are hoping against hope. That is all they have.
Let us not be discouraged, let us go on with all steady activities, Krishna consciousness.
Seeing their foolishness.
Huh?
Seeing their foolishness makes one more convinced. It does not discourage.
Yes. This failure was assured 10 years ago by me.
Yes, you predicted it.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yes. And still I am saying, this will be all failure. Are you still there, hopeful?
Yeah.
My Guru Maharaj is very pleased. As soon as the book comes out, he is pleased.
Especially when so beautiful.
He was lamenting that this man there did not make and publish the number of books. They simply after this stone and bricks. He condemned. He was very, very sorry. Oh, I thought that I must take a risk. And he's pleased.
So now you have books and temples.
Yeah. Temple is automatic.
Yes. Without fighting, you've got so many temples.
I never stressed on temple. I was engaged in publishing this Back to Godhead and whatever I could do in India. Because I took it very seriously that he is very sorry that these things were not done. He said that there will be fire in this Gaudiya Mutha. Agun jalve, he said. Amari chachila kichu bhoi kare java. If I can, I can sell these marvels of this temple and convert them into books. What does that mean? He started a very nice prayer, and this Pitamara sold it.
Sold it?
Yeah.
The press.
He is not a press business. Let him have money for fighting in the court.
Sometimes I'm sorry that my name also has this word in it.
Yeah, Jayati. Yeah, victorious. Yeah, whatever is being done, it is by His blessing. Let us work sincerely. Things will be otherwise, it is humanly possible, impossible.
Mm,
it is by His grace.
George was also commenting on that, how one man could have written so many books,
yes.
So many books. So he could not even read them all, and speak of writing them all.
Mukam karati vachanam pandam rangayate girit. Jatkivasavanamande si gurum dinatar. So, Mukankarati bhacha. A dumb is a great orator. Mukankarati bhacha. Pangam langaya tegiri. The lame man is jumping over the mountain. Mukankarati bhacha. Chatkipa by the mercy of Guru. It is possible. So let us cooperate and do this business. Our authority will please, and that is yours. Yasya prasadat bhagavat prana. If the higher authority will please, then Krishna will please. That is yours. What about that French professor who has written an elaborate review?
There was four or five pages. The one that mentions about Aurobindo and Radhakrishna.
I sent you this summer.
Yeah.
Those two.
Yeah, probably just asking about him.
Oh yeah, he's waiting to see you.
Invite him to come to India. He likes.
Oh, yes.
He has studied very nicely.
Yes.
Otherwise, he how can catch on in the doctor. The scholarly way he has attacked them.
Do you have that in English? I gave you in English.
Yeah, we got that. Mm-hmm. It's in the forms.
The most popular review.
Actually, what is this? My Guru Maharaj is a Bokal. My Guru Maharaj used to say all these men, all rascals.
Okay.
I was at that time, he says everyone was. You know, Govindanath Tagore and Bokalo.
What's the exact word, meaning of that word?
Bokalo means that's like a foolish boy. Bokalo.
Childish.
Huh?
Childish.
Childish. with no sense. Actually, that is bad. All these assets, they have no sense. Simply they bluff. Because they have no real knowledge. My offering of girl. That's a fact. Anyone does not know to stop, there is a mukha. Immediately, take it for granted. Bokaro. And they think that we are very sectarian. And then the bad.
Our philosophy is that everyone else is wrong.
Huh?
Our philosophy is that everyone else is wrong.
Maybe true to some extent. But they do not know the ultimate truth. That they do not. Manam Janmanamanti Gyanava. He understands Vasudeva Sarvavi, Samapa. That requires many, many births to come to that conclusion. Vedeshta Sarvai Aveva Vedyam. This is the Mukta Parataram Nanda in Chidasti Dhananda. There is no more superior anyway. Ahadu Sarva Sapanova, Mukta Sarva Mukta. He explains Sari Divan, Sarva Dharmaham Paritta Chivavi. Very easy. There is the ultimate person. We call him Krishna or something. But he must know him. Ishara Parama, there must be. Fathers, who is the original father? There must be. What is wrong in this statement? So you find out the Supreme Father, but he has no father. He is the answer. Sarvaka, anadi, adi. He has no beginning. And he is the beginning. Anadi Radhi, Govinda, Sarvakam. Bhagavan may carry on later, then I am very sorry on account of my failure. I could not go to see you, that professor and all devotees. And I am very, very sorry for this. But I humbly invite you to come to India and we shall be very glad to sit together. Like that.
I'm sure they'll all understand.
Huh?
I'm sure they'll all understand.
Yeah.
You're planning to leave Wednesday?
Yeah.
Maybe you will be better tomorrow.
Tomorrow?
Maybe you will be better.
So that is happening. Sometimes I feel not like.
But then, as soon as Prabhupada does any activity, immediately becomes exhausted. Just to go down the stairs.
Same thing. I was thinking, no, I'm feeling all right. Tomorrow I shall go for morning walk. Like that. That is due to my practice. So the palace is repaired now.
First class. I think your quarters are the best. Very comfortable. Your bathroom is all redone. And nice separate bedroom, separate bathroom. And a very nice, almost the same. Very sunny.
Sunny.
Very sunny. All day long, sun.
Yes, it is.
Yes, Bhagavan is trying to lure you, I think.
We are having deity installation also. The Krishna Balaram deity is there. Very, very beautiful. Extremely.
Yes, I saw that.
Nice. And we had a new Vyasa-san. I had it made in Italy. It's all marble.
Oh.
Temple. Anyway.
You can send him pictures in India. I was going to ask you, Srila Prabhupada, if I wanted to install these Gaudiya Thai deities, also like the ones in Baltimore and at his farm, here also, along with the Radha Krishna deities. Because I have two altars.
Here?
Yes. Whether or not that's all right.
Yeah.
Thank you. The devotees very much like to worship Gaudiya Thai along with Radha Krishna.
You are wanting sun, and you are wanting the warm weather.
No programs.
No?
No programs.
No stairs.
No stairs.
No stairs? I may not come down.
That's the problem. Once he's up, he can't come down.
No.
So that means he can't go outside.
Come down is not so very difficult.
We have already a palanquin. Carry you up.
Where do you live there?
Huh?
Where do you live there?
Yeah, we have elevator there also.
Does it work?
Yeah.
Is it working?
Well, it's being fixed right now, but I found out probably it's not well. But we have a palanquin to carry you up to the stairs.
Yeah, green.
Up to the top. Thing is, it's actually warm there, very warm, during the day, and your room is extremely warm. Because the sun crosses it all day long. And there won't be anybody to bother you. All the devotees are out of the castle. They're all in the little houses all around. And it's so big that you won't feel cramped.
I shall feel hungry all day.
Hungry? Maybe. You ate good there last year. You ate very well there last year.
I like the very nice place.
Yeah, the air is good too.
Uh-huh.
The air, the atmosphere is good.
Mm. I don't know. I was thinking the trip, doesn't we have that big Mercedes limousine? Yeah. You rode in it last year. It was very comfortable. And the ride, I don't think you found it so difficult, did you? Last year?
No.
This year, by the time he got to Bury Place, he was completely exhausted, by the way.
Tired.
Half an hour to drive.
Hmm. That due to be dead.
But by the time you sat on the Vyasa-san there, you were already looking very tired. But to speak
of Paris is elevator.
Yeah.
I didn't know that.
He told me that when we got to the top of the stairs in Bury Place. He was in Paris, there is a lift.
yes.
Yes, in all respects, Paris is superior.
I was just thinking that if you wanted warm weather, it's very warm during the day, and the air is very clean. It's not so dusty or anything.
No, it's really dusty.
Yeah. the trouble is if you get sick along the way.
On the way back from the airport, we had to stop twice.
Hmm. Anyway, that trip to India is also long, 8 hours.
Yeah.
8 hours. That's also long.
I think he's probably thinking that if he has to go to India anyway, so he might as well go straight there.
The thing is, you may be bothered in India. There's so many people who come, even though you say no. Even though you say no, there's always people.
The present problem is that I cannot go out.
So that we have nice palanquin. Remember when you came
two years ago,
we had a palanquin, we carried you.
In disengagement. In
philosophical
society.
You spoke at one society and we carried you up along. Stare in a very comfortable palanquin.
Where?
In Paris.
In Paris.
Two years ago.
You gave an engagement at the top of a very big building, and there was no lift. So we built a palanquin, and we carried you.
Yeah.
It was nice.
That light blue something.
Yes.
Yeah.
You spoke.
The other thing is, though, if you go to Paris, then it means that you have to go up the steps to get into the aeroplane, not just in Paris. Oh, at least in London you have to, and then again you have to do it in Paris, then again you'll have to do it in Tehran.
Yeah, but he can stay there for a while. I mean, he doesn't have to go to Tehran.
No, you can't fly direct to India from Paris.
Oh.
You have to go to
somewhere. He has to stop somewhere along the way, otherwise he doesn't want to fly somewhere.
We're hoping for rapid recovery, I hope.
Yeah. She probably was not expecting it. That's the point. Which we're all praying for.
Huh?
I said we're all praying for your rapid recovery, but whether or not...
So why did you not come yesterday?
I was putting together your Vyasa-san. All night long I stayed up. Also, our printer from Italy, he is wanting to present you with the Krishna book. He has had his men working 7 days a week, composing. They're composing. So they're all... It's going to be a very nice book. We had one article in the paper. Mm-hmm. We went to a book fair. And thousands of publishers. But the article they wrote on us was that the association... for Krishna consciousness produces luxurious books.
I know.
Yeah.
Our Krishna is the most luxurious person. He is never poverty stricken. All right, he's loving, our boy, killing our demand.
Harikesh Maharaj and I were discussing last night about your travel plans, and we were debating over what was actually the best place for you to go. So someone was saying Tehran, someone was saying Paris Farm, like this. But the point that was that came out was that as far as health is concerned, India is not the best place for you to go at all.
India.
Not the best place. However, the main point is that you want to go there. That was what was felt by the devotees that were discussing. That you want to go to India immediately and that you'll feel more comfortable by going to India immediately. That was what was being discussed. Although for health purposes, it may not actually be the best.
For us, India is not very healthy. Prabhupada is the best place.
I
say for us, India is not so healthy, but for yourself, it's the best place.
Prabhupada also got sick in India, remember, 2 years ago?
In Vrindavan.
Yeah,
exactly this time, 2 years ago.
Yeah. Anyway, I think the stair problem is not such a big problem.
No, that is not.
There are 300 devotees who want to carry you. But I mean, there you will not have people coming. If you want to rest, there's only planned people who would come. But there won't be hundreds of Indians coming to see you. And you have, right next to your quarters, there's your own private kitchen also. So everything is very close at hand. All your servants' quarters are... That whole floor is... Actually, the whole castle is empty. So there's no noise.
It may be very nice for you there. Of course it's...
Your quarters...
Well, I think that...
obliged
in any way to go for that reason. Only whatever you think is best for your health condition.
I'm always obliged to you. That's right.
We are only obliged to you. That's a fact. That is the actual fact. I think it must be decided on what you think is best for your health situation.
Well, what do you decide?
The only thing I'm just a little concerned is just if you have difficulty in the car. But if that won't be too difficult, I really think that this is ideal. Your quarters are really first class. Extremely wonderful. And the only other thing is at night it's cool. But that's not so bad, I don't think.
No, at night, go to the room.
And in the morning it is warm at 10 o'clock. And that's nice.
The kitchen is attached.
Yeah. All attached. You have cook here? Or your temple is cooking?
No,
Arundhati is cooking. I think Palika should come.
Marathi maybe.
Palika should not come for cooking?
She has come.
No. Should she not come? She wants to come.
Oh, there are so many cooks. I mean, we have Malati is there. You've never had problem with cooking in France before.
Harikesh can cook also.
We all think, though, that whenever you are feeling sick and you go to India, there's always so many people who see you anyway. I remember when you were sick in Vrindavan, and Brahmananda and I were there, even though you were sick, at least 15 people saw you every day, coming in and out constantly, and then you had to sit up. And
actually, all of us agreed yesterday when we were discussing it, that for our health purposes is concerned, we did not think it was a good idea for you to go to India immediately.
We argued for a half hour against it. We argued for a half hour against going to India.
But
in the end, you decided you wanted to go to Bombay immediately.
That was the...
But I mean, if you have to risk that 8-hour plane ride, that's much more difficult than going to the farm. And the farm is only 3 hours. in a comfortable car.
In a limousine.
It's not just that, it's just the problem that you have to fly from France to somewhere else and then from somewhere else back to India. Actually, the main problem is that if you do go to France, then it means a great deal more travelling than would be involved in simply flying to India. Because you'd have to travel backwards and forwards to the Paris Farm. Then you would also have to stay in Tehran, up and down like that in the plane, and then again fly to Bombay.
But he doesn't have to stay in the farm for just 9 days. He can stay there for a long time.
There is Geneva.
Maybe he had suits, I can stay there. If they have to improve.
Oh, yeah. I can stay. That's the other thing. If
from Geneva, there is
a long days.
Oh, yeah. When I came back from Bombay, I had a direct plane from Bombay to Geneva.
What airline?
Indian airline.
You're Indian.
There is direct from Geneva. I came back like this from Bombay to Geneva direct. I came back from Bombay to Geneva by direct plane. I didn't have to stop in 10 hours.
My point is, I think the problem is you can recover there. I think you can recover there. I mean, the atmosphere is so nice and right now. Anyway. Mm.
From the farm, Geneva is the same distance than to Paris.
I mean, more or less, whenever you get sick, everyone thinks that India is not really the best place. Because you're always obliged to so many people that whether you're feeling like it or not, they always come in the room.
And they're generally, I noticed that these, I like Indian people, but these Indian people are not very conscious of your position. They think that you're just another guru.
They think you're a commodity.
Many of them do. Of course, some of them appreciate.
Their mentality is that if we see one simple person and offer our results, we get some blessings for our material.
Yeah, they're very selfish.
In this way, I don't think that they really appreciate your.
Ashima.
Yeah, last night, one man came with his family. They wanted to have your darshan. I said, Prabhupada is in bed. He's resting. He was insisting. I said, I do not want him to hear him speak. I simply wanted to see him. I said, he's in bed. You can't go into his bedroom and say, how is it possible? He said, no, that is all right. I will just go in and I will see him. What is this? Get out.
I remember when we left Bombay, you've been giving darshan for 4.5 hours on the roof.
Yeah. Water there.
Oh yeah, we have our own water.
Creek water.
Underground.
Well.
It's very nice. Very tasty and light. It's not heavy water.
It's a fact that on the whole this farm is a wonderful place. I was there a couple of times. I very much like it.
Well, water.
Yeah.
I'll end it as well.
Tomorrow?
Anytime.
No, it seems we can book.
So we can arrange things.
The thing is, Bhagavan, we should. Can we somehow arrange it so Prabhupada doesn't have to go through the heavy traffic to the airport?
This should be other flying times.
Yeah, but it all depends on the other
stuff. Well, we have to see what time they're flying in.
At every hour, there's going to be. All right, so you're sure that this is...
No, I want some nice water. That I see there.
Achha, here the water is not good.
Huh?
Here the water is not good?
No, I don't say it is not good, but...
This is our own water. It's not city water with so many chemicals in it.
Yeah.
What about that? With bottled water, is that mineral water and things?
Can have that too.
No, like
France is the best place for mineral water.
In France, they have many very nice waters that they
use. Yeah,
Prabhupada knows. He used to sell Vichy water.
Vichy water.
Yeah, Vichy water is a good
one.
I don't like
this
water.
We have fresh water all the time. And you have hot water in the bathroom.
I knew Bhagavan would come and this would happen. I never thought that you would go to India. I knew that Bhagavan would come and that you would go to Paris.
No, indeed. I improved my health, I should stay there.
Yes.
Yes. Actually, it's a fact that
me, everywhere is my home. that India. In fact, it has to be India, then how absurd.
And every other day I will give you a new book.
Oh. Yeah, it's cute. Ready. I promise. Yes. Now we will see.
I feel there's two which are coming.
All right.
So we can plan that.
Jai.
Thank you very much,
the Western people, they are not only fools, but misbehaved. Western looks up, Murawala.
And the further west you go, the worse they become.
In India, from Bengal, you go western side, there, very filthy. And go more, and western, filthy.
Pakistan is the worst. Karachi, I heard, was the worst city in the world almost.
Oh, yeah.
These books are exquisite.
Huh?
The books they make in France are just marvelous.
Yes.
It was printed in Italy, I think, but this here is so nice.
Yes. Embossed. I think our other books are not like.
No.
No.
Of course, in France, this is very much appreciated, because the people are like that.
Fancy.
Yeah.
There's a big competition now between our French and Spanish and English. And, between our publishing, French, Spanish, and English, there was competition.
German.
Oh, and the Germans also.
I think the French are on top, though.
Yeah. Their French Bhagavad Gita was very wonderful.
Huh?
The Bhagavad Gita, the French one, when it came out, is so much better than any other version that we'd had. Every time they bring a new book out, it seems to be an advancement on everything else.
The Yogeshwar is also... Yogeshwar is very...
Oh, he is very smart.
Very expert.
Very enthusiastic. His wife is...
Oh, yes.
They've included a number of photos also.
Huh?
In the picture sections, they've headed each section with a photo. There's one of Vrindavan Temple. They have a photo of your room in Radha-Damodar.
Oh, where is it?
In one of the sections there.
I have to go in and do some more.
Window, you could see Rupa Goswami's samadhi. And for those two rooms, they were charging 5 rupees a month.
Yeah. These rooms are broken. They told me that you can repair them. Whatever you like. I know before me there was a tenant in that other room. He was paying 3 rupees. So I thought 2 rooms, but I spent money. So I needed, now I'm giving them 10 rupees.
To retain it?
Yes.
Sometimes the devotees go down there and clean out the rooms, and we have kirtan there sometimes. I think this is the first book that's ever included this photo.
Yes. It was very calm and quiet. And people used to offer visions from outside. Now they knew. Practically everyone knew.
Yeah.
They were, and
you were very well known in Vrindavan before you came?
Not very well known. But people knew.
Because you were writing, or...?
Yeah.
Or because of your ambition to come to the West?
No, at that time there was no such thing.
Oh.
I was reading there at the time.
So, when you went to Vrindavan, you... given up the idea of coming to the West, or
coming to the West, the idea was there. But I was planning how to go.
Oh, nothing concrete was there.
So that idea was there. But how to go there, how to preach there, how to take some books, how to print them. Everything you know.
So as soon as you got some books, then as soon as you had some books, yeah, then you
then I decided. Everything was being dictated by superior.
I was told that one day you were told by Rupa Goswami that you must go.
So that was open the secret, everyone. His antique photo. Is that better?
Yes.